What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Take advantage of Gaida Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Of course, we've been talking about the blown calls in the Phillies game yesterday, but we are looking ahead to tomorrow, as at noon tomorrow, Plymouth White Marsh High School, Fritz versus DeCamera Part 2, as Fritz goes in at down 1-0. Tomorrow is baseball, and we are lucky enough to have tomorrow's home plate ump on with us, Pat McGrane. Pat joins us on the show. Pat, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So I think just off the top, I hope you understand, I'm sure you do, but the importance of this matchup, especially with Jack being down 1-0, you understand the scope of how big this is, right?
I understand that besides, you know, the title for the whole free world, that this is probably the next most important thing, because at least it's the title of Philadelphia.
It sure is.
Right.
Yes. So, and I hope you don't take offense to this. And this is not, this is more for informational purposes, but I guess we kind of want to know and have the audience know your qualifications as an ump, given that this is such a big event tomorrow.
Sure. I have two good eyes, which is, I think, is important.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I've been umpiring for 38 years, and so I've been doing this since I was 15 years old. I do everything from little 8-year-old kids with a pitching machine all the way up to college, and so I've been doing this for years. I umpire about 100 to 125 games a year. I have been asked to travel all over the country. I have umpired at Cooperstown. I am, in my estimation, one of the better umpires, at least in the area. There's a small group of us that work really hard at our craft. And, I know that Jack pitched at Bloomsburg. I have umpired, for teams from Bloomsburg, from Westchester. So I am, I'm about as qualified as it's going to get. I'm better than just a PIAA umpire, because this is better than high school baseball, as far as I'm concerned.
Hell yeah. So, that's what I like to hear. So how would you describe, you know, your umpiring style, if I could ask that? If that's a way you could answer.
Sure. I mean, I have a little bit more of I have a tighter strike zone.
Well, that's a problem.
How do we change that?
Well, it's funny, because I had the conversation with somebody who will remain anonymous. I said, do you want a little league strike zone or do you want a college strike zone? And what I got back from him was, no, this has got to be high school, college. Jack pitched. I said, yeah, but Jack hasn't pitched in 15 years.
Right.
So
right.
Jack hitting the strike zone is going to be a little bit more challenging. I will tell you, as a proud owner of a Westchester University club baseball pitcher myself, my 19-year-old, was 8-0 this year for Westchester, so I know what good pitching looks like.
Okay.
And he knows what it looks like, too. In fact, he's going to be your base umpire tomorrow.
So the
kid is going to be on the bases tomorrow, and I'm going to be, yes, because he is an umpire as well. He's very good out there. But all of this to say that the strike zone the strike zone is a little bit tighter, we can open it if we need to. And I always tell coaches, for an extra $20, I'll give you the boxes. I'm not a proud man. So whatever it is you need. But, you know, the plate as wide as it is, the black part around the plate is also a strike. And so you just got to be able to come close to hitting that, and it'll be a strike. I will say that I think – I don't know Joe personally, but I think Joe highly underestimates the ability – overestimates his ability to hit a baseball. It's a round ball. It's a round bat. And I suspect I take more foul balls off the mask and the gear than he puts in play tomorrow.
Yeah, that's my guess. Well,
I didn't even think about that part of it.
He's got to
be protected back there.
Speaking of Joe, you know, we know arguing balls and strikes is a no-no. Are you going to – and he's a whiny baby. So, like, are you prepared to keep him in line and perhaps warn him if he gets a little mouthy?
So my understanding is that I'm going to be wearing a GoPro and speaking to somebody who is not an athlete. Speaking to Joe tomorrow is going to be similar to telling all the Karens to shut up on the third base side when little Bobby hasn't been able to play all year, gets one at bat, and he doesn't get his strikes. So, yeah, I can't throw Joe out. I wouldn't throw Joe out, but if he decides to get mouthy, it's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly in a hurry.
Okay.
Wow.
I like this guy.
I'm a big fan early.
Yeah.
Big fan early.
That's also a warning to you, Fritz. Don't you be on the mound complaining about balls and strikes either.
So I've had that problem in the past, Pat. I'll let the emotion out on the mound. Now, are we talking like low strike zone, high strike zone? Like, I'm more of a kneesman.
So the strike zone, by definition, depending on what you look at, but by definition, from the letters to the belly button, that halfway point is about the top of your gut. So that's about as high as I go. So you'll get it. You want to leave it, Jack. You want to leave it right around the top of the belly. You're going to get a strike, and I'm going to give it to you right at about the bottom of the knees. So it is fairly big, top to bottom. I know we have seen a lot of strike calls in the major leagues the past 2 years. A lot of those high strikes, and the players will say that's not a strike. It's not a strike. But that little box on Fox tells you that it is a strike. And it is. It's not a popular strike, but it is the strike zone. And so I'm going to give you that strike at the top of the stomach.
We're with Pat McGrane, who is the home plate ump for tomorrow's Fritz versus DeCamera 2 at Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon. I want to make sure, you know, because we had Joe on the air last week sort of negotiating the rules. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't trust our program director, brand manager, Rod Lakin. I feel like he is. Well, I'm just being honest. And he did hire me back here and blah, 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 blah. But like, I feel like he's been trying to skew this toward DeCamera. Has he like given you the rules? Like, you know, Jack does get 4 minutes in between every three outs. Joe is allowed one timeout per at bat. Those sorts of things. Or just make sure, I guess, if you haven't been given the rules, that he does give you the rules.
I will tell you that 4 minutes in between every three outs is not a lot. Four minutes is basically allowing another team. So, for instance, you get three outs, you walk off the mound, you're probably looking at somewhere between 10 and 12 minutes rest. So 4 minutes for Jack is not a lot of rest time, particularly considering the fact it's going to be about 90 to 94 degrees tomorrow. So that's a lot. So let's stay hydrated, Jack, because I don't want you cramping up and then complaining that we got cramps in your hamstring and you couldn't throw a strike. Like, this is going to be done fairly. I truly believe you are at the advantage here. There is in no way, shape, or form, and I don't care how many people in Philadelphia hear this, in no way, shape, or form do I think Joe has a chance, a snowball's chance in hell of getting on base. Is it four times?
Three times is a push.
The three is a push thing. I'm starting to get more annoyed. We're getting closer and closer.
It is what it is.
Look, unless you walk him, I don't see it happening. You've got fielders. In fact, I think there should be a side wager how many he actually puts into the outfield, because I don't see that legitimately.
Yeah, I don't see that happening one time.
No,
yeah,
I don't
see it happening. Look, I watched his golf swing; just got awful. Yeah. I don't know how you lost to him, but I watched
that
video. Holy crap! So, that was fine. I can imagine that the swing is going to be worse. There's probably a $20 bet that his hands aren't even together the first time he puts them on a bat. I don't. I just don't see it happening.
Wow, Pat.
Yeah.
I hope Joe's listening.
Yeah, I hope so too. I do need to dig in and to who at WIP told you to make the strike zone smaller. In that I suspect there's only two people.
Two people, I'm imagining.
There's two people.
You want to guess? I mean, I don't want to out them online.
Well, it's either Skopinich or Lakin. Those are the only two.
Well, look, I've been friends with Dave Skopinich for years. That's my guy. He can do no wrong.
Wow.
In fact, Dave's kids both umpire for me. So, okay. I mean,
well, is the game after noon?
Yeah. They don't get up early. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Me and the Skopinich family are tight. So he tells me what he wants, but he said no. This has got to be a real strike zone. Mm. I could call it as wide as we want. The only people that are going to know are everybody that watched the GoPro.
right.
From my helmet. So I feel like I got to be as honest as possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's an accountability for you in that there will be the GoPro, and I'm sure everybody that's there will have their phones out, all that sort of stuff. So, well, we appreciate you. We'll get your opinion on this as an umpire. We were talking earlier, you know, I don't know if you saw the plays from last night, but the umpire in the Phillies game blowing a bunch of calls. Your thoughts on Major League Baseball sort of drifting toward the ABS system, which will allow players to challenge and have it be sort of electronically said whether it's a ball or a strike, which I think eventually will lead to that always happening. What are your thoughts on the sort of robo umpire movement?
Well, I hate it because it takes to me, baseball is the most beautiful sport ever created. To me, for me, it's a religion. 108 stitches on the baseball, 108 beads on a rosary. It's not a mistake, right? So to me, the simplicity of baseball is what is beautiful. The fact that we want to go back and replay and go back and replay and go back and replay, and that's fine, I suppose, considering the amount of money that we're spending. I don't mind the notion that what we have right now, where you can review, you're allowed a certain number of reviews because they've made it quick. With all of the time that we've now saved in baseball between the pitch clock and the number of visits and the number of throws over, we've dropped over an hour off of our baseball time. We want to add in back 5, 10, 15 minutes to make sure we get our calls 99% right. I'm okay with it as long as it's just seen as review. I hate the notion of getting rid of the umpire altogether.
All right. Well, Pat McGrane, he will be the home plate umpire tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you and you calling a fair game, which is what we want. We think Jack can win a fair game. So we appreciate
it. I think if Jack doesn't win, we've got a real problem here.
Well, trust me. Yes. We've all got a real problem here. Most notably, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it, Pat.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
There he is. That is a serious ump, Jack.
Man.
Beyond serious, actually.
That was more than I expected.
Me too.
Yeah.
He brought it.
He did.
What do you think of his, you know, his strike zone, the way he described it?
Well, given how I've been throwing recently, I'm going to need the low strike. So I've been down in the zone.
Okay. But that's what you want to be.
That's what I want to be. Yeah. I got a heavy fastball. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. And
my two-seamer hasn't moved like this ever before. I'm getting a little excited.
By the way, his point about Major League Baseball players, because before we had the box on the screen, they would not call, because we learned in Little League and in high school, it was the numbers to the knees, right? Letters on the jersey to the knees. Major League Baseball players, until the box started coming up, I don't think ever thought that was a strike. That was not a Major League strike. It was really sort of, I'm pointing to myself, like, 4 inches over your belly button, that I think that's what they would think was a high strike, the highest part of the strike zone. If you're getting numbers to the knees, you're going to strike the camera out.
It's a pretty big strike zone.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the camera when he does his crouching tiger, hidden dragon stance?
Good luck swinging.
Yeah.
He says he's going to crouch like Pete Rose.
I think Pat knows how to call. It has to be called fairly.
Sure.
You know, I don't think he's going to let Joe... You know,
what about the camera's like strategy this week? I can't figure out like what is his. Is he just trying to lower it, like lower his own expectation? Like, what does he think is going to happen tomorrow? Well, does he think he can hit?
No.
I think he thinks. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe he believes you can't throw enough strikes.
Yeah.
To get him out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's less about him thinking he's going to actually get a real base hit or four base hits.
No, I think he wants to get into your brain. I don't think the bat is coming off the shoulder until you can prove you throw strikes. Yep. But I think once you prove you throw strikes, it's over for DeCamera.
He has to swing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then he gets ripped for not even
trying.
Competing.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, by the way, that could be a benefit. He makes light contact in the infield. That's a benefit to you because that's fewer pitches you got to throw.
There's no way that ball is leaving the infield.
I don't think so.
No.
There's no way that ball is leaving the infield.
And I won golf, I would have said no outfielders.
Well, and
we can't even take chances.
You got to have that conversation with the infielders tomorrow. Hey, Joe is slow.
Right.
Don't rush
it. Take your time.
Take your time. Get the no errors. I don't want any extra at bats.
And bring the outfielders up.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't need no doubles defense.
The ball's not
getting
hit over their head anywhere.
Yeah. And if he does, God bless him.
I'll quit. Like, not to show, but like, I'll never say I played baseball ever again. You can erase the name from the record books, whatever. If he hits one like off the fence,
right.
It's over. It's over.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think so.
It's a high school field.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just trying to think about the measurements at a high school field.
It's big.
It's pretty big, right?
Yeah. There's no way he's yeah.
There no.
215-592-9494. Oh, Black Gritty here on WIP.
BG.
Spike, Ike, how you guys doing today?
Hello there, Black Gritty.
I'm calling for some serious business. I know I don't bother you guys that much, but Jackie Baseball, Nolo, I got money on you, bro. I got an old school uncle that loves Joe DeCamera. I got $100 overall, $20 each round. This fool texted me at 7 o'clock in the morning talking about where's my $20. He ain't got Venmo, Cash App, nothing. I got to pay him $20 and I got to drive this thing out.
He wants the cash, yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, bro, it's real out here. It's real out here. I heard Rio said. I heard what Chuck said. I heard what Trey said. I don't care about none of that. I've been supporting you for a long time, Jack. I gave you nickname Nolo for the pitching. For all the stuff you've been talking, all that time you done pumped your chest out. Let me remind you, you got two sons, and you probably got three more on deck, because the way you popping them out, you probably going to have five sons. Do you want them being coached at T-ball by Joe DeCamera? That's what's going to happen, Jack. If you don't handle this business, you can't go out there and coach these boys at nothing in life. They ain't never going to listen to you, son. Okay, pressure the world's upon you for your family, for your legacy, for your life, Jack. It's about you and your legacy. You go out there tomorrow and handle business. Because remember when you was out there running? And nobody thought you could run. They all thought you were going to bust a wheel and blow your leg out.
I certainly thought he was.
I was out here impressed. You could hear it in his voice when he was making that last term.
Yep.
That's the Jack we need to show up. The one that is actually impossible. The one that puts the city on his back. Don't you embarrass me. I mean, the family name. Don't embarrass the family name. I apologize. I keep making this about me. It's not about me. It's about you and those two boys, okay? I want them to grow up and hear the legacy and believe in it. You talk so much trash about baseball, you have got to go out there and shut down this punk schooly McDude Joe DeCamera. Jack, I love you, brother. Don't let me down. I talk to y'all. Have a good day.
Jack, All right, BG.
Wow. Bringing the family into it.
He had to come in to support, man. Yeah. He had to make sure.
Him saying that DeCamera's going to coach your kids in Little League.
You might as well call him daddy.
Yeah. It makes it very real.
That's a Pedro moment.
Yeah. Well, I've already killed the Mets are my daddy currently.
Yeah.
I can live with the Mets. I can't live with Joe DeCamera.
You can't live with Joe DeCamera.
Yeah. No.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's brutal.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
I don't think DeCamera's going to get a ball in the outfield. May not even be able to put the bat on the ball. I seriously would be surprised if Jack can get the ball at least to 70 miles an hour. I don't think he's going to touch him.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way he's hitting a 70 mile per hour pitch.
I think we're all on the same page in that if Jack gets up there and throws strikes, that
it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot tomorrow. Yeah.
At best, the camera is hitting slow rollers.
Yeah,
to the shortstop or the pitcher.
And like I said, I think that is advantage Jack because it's fewer pitches he has to throw.
Yep.
And by the way, here's what happens. And I know Jack has talked about a breaking ball here and there. If Joe starts swinging the bat, that's when Jack can start to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
If Jack goes in there and throws strikes at the beginning and forces Joe to swing, that's when we get the highlights of Joe swinging and missing. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen? If Jack, you're there, that's when we get Joe letting go of the bat accidentally because he's so fooled on the pitch.
Goes down to one knee.
The crowd getting behind you is just like, oh, my God, the glory.
Just like 2012.
Yep, just like 2012. All Chessmont.
Weren't you? TV moment, but
first team all Chessmont.
I'm with the idea of the umpires still calling the balls and strikes, but the hitter's getting a chance to challenge.
Well, that's going to happen.
I know. I think that's the only fair way right now. I don't want it to go to all digital or whatever.
Right.
You know, the robo ump thing yet. I want to see how this goes first. Because like L.A. said, now I don't want to get rid of them like L.A. just said, just get rid of all of them. I don't think that's going to happen.
But I think it goes one of two ways, Jeff. I think one way it could go is they bring in the ABS thing and it forces the umpires to be better because they get shown up for being worse. But I think the other thing that it could do is it could cause so much friction and it could cause so much second guessing of the umpires that it almost makes them worse, and then it pushes us into like, because what goes through my mind, and this is what goes through my mind every time that I hate replay in football, and every time somebody goes, well, the point is to get it right, and then I say to myself, well, if the point is to get it right, why are we just doing challenges?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like if the point is to do it right, well, then we should just get it right all the time,
all the time, yeah.
As opposed to three times a game, right. You know, does should it not count if you used up your three challenges? Is it no longer important to get it right in that one? And that's why I have the problem with the ABS thing and replay and all those things. I have no problem with replay if the umpire says, we're not sure, let's go replay it. Mm-hmm. But the whole, the team calling for a replay, I think it just adds this anxiety and friction between players and umpires.
If you're on the field playing, the last thing you want to hear is an umpire say, well, we're not sure.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. go ahead.
My TV moment would be, I believe it was in the winter or January, February, March of 83 when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk while he was playing Billie Jean on either I can't remember if it was American Music Awards or the Grammys. It was one of the two, but I remember that distinctly. Like, oh my God, what's this guy doing?
So yeah. American Music Awards popped in my head.
Yeah, AMA, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. I remember that too.
Sorry. Yeah, I got choked
that's
up.
That's a big night. That's a big night, Fritz.
Oh, what? Man.
Michael Jackson do the moonwalk.
Nice. I saw some video of Michael Jackson impersonators like beefing today.
Oh, it was very fun.
It's so fun. The guy like thinks he's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You're both just impersonating.
Well, he was like admiring the other Michael Jackson impersonator. Yeah.
A lot of those out in LA. I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of those out there.
All over the place.
Well, it was our first night in New Orleans. Remember the guy was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, he was horrible.
Yeah, remember that?
Horrible.
Right outside the.
Standing outside the restaurant.
Yeah, he was asleep. Elliot booked the restaurant.
Oh, my God, yes.
And nobody was tipping him, so he gave up and just started looking at his phone halfway through.
He made the mistake of doing it like this week before the Super Bowl when no one was there yet.
Yeah, he got there early. He should have waited till like third. Well, you know what? He probably did all week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was there all week.
You think he got better as the week went on?
No.
Was like the guy who was rapping across the street. He was live rapping. So he was rapping about everybody.
I remember him. Yeah.
He was rapping about everybody as they walked by.
Seeing Michael Jackson do the moonwalk was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every kid wanted to be Michael Jackson.
Yep.
You know, of course, I had the official Michael Jackson glove and jacket.
I had a glove.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was official, but I had one. I had one of those gloves, man.
Oh, dude. That was something.
I don't think I ever got a jacket. I don't think I ever got a beaded jacket.
Yeah.
I wanted one.
I think it was the Thriller jacket. It was like fake leather, the plastic one.
Yeah.
It was red with the black V on the front. I think that was the Thriller jacket.
Yeah. Beaded had the zippers.
The zippers and the diamond shoulder pads or whatever, right?
Yep.
Coming up next, Bill Barnwell of ESPN ranked the best playmaker cores in the NFL. So this includes running back, wide receiver, and tight end. So we will find out where the Eagles fell. They also ranked the best defensive tackles in the NFL, and we will find out where Jalen Carter fell. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you now pro or anti-robo-umps in baseball? 73.1% say pro.
So you're locked in at 73, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe ask him again in a week when we didn't get get screwed by an ump the night before. Before we get to Everyday Eagles, we are, 58 days, 5'8", big number.
5'8"?
Away from...
Trent Cole days away?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Jalix Hunt days away. That's what everyone says.
Long lineage.
Yep.
Yeah, throw Jordan Hicks in there.
Yep. From
Denard Avery.
From opening kickoff. Just want to let you guys know, I don't know if you know, but Mets fans are not handling the question I raised yesterday particularly well. I did raise a question that their home road split was not consistent with how the Mets have played at Citi Field. In fact, it would be the seventh largest home road split in baseball history. And most of those at the top 10, all but one, being Colorado and Minnesota. And I think you guys heard me say repeatedly, I wasn't saying they were cheating.
Yes.
I repeatedly said, I'm not saying they're cheating. But maybe somebody should look into it.
But maybe somebody need to look into this.
Maybe look into it. But again, I was very clear that I said they weren't cheating. Several Mets fans, I would say hundreds of Mets fans, have threatened me. You know, one told me to eat something and die. Several accused me of ruining WFAN, and then I ran home to Philadelphia.
You knew that was going to come out.
Yes. Several thought that I was bitter because the Mets had beaten the Phillies in the playoffs last year. I am.
Well, that's me.
Yes.
I'm bitter.
I'm a truth seeker. All I want is the truth. You know, I love my teams here in Philadelphia, but I'm no homer.
Nope.
You know, I just like.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yes. I call it like I see it. And what I saw was something. Look, again, I'm not saying this is cheating. I don't know that they're cheating. But what I do know is that the numbers don't add up, and somebody should look
into it. And something's fishy.
Yeah. Might be fishy. Want to do Everyday Eagles? Let's do Everyday Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Everyday Eagles.
We are 58 days away from our world champion Philadelphia Eagles kicking off the season at home against the Dallas Cowboys Thursday Night Football. A couple of notes. First of all, the Eagles will be getting their rings. Ike, I knew you had been on this case trying to figure out when this was going to happen.
Yeah.
July 18th per Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk.
Insider of the Year candidate, Mike Florio.
That is just 4 days before they start camp.
Hold on. Does this count as... is...
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
He had it.
Elliot, who told you to go on vacation?
Yeah. Elliot's busy finger twirling and at an Oasis concert.
The Wonderwall.
Yeah, so July 18th. I don't remember it being so close to camp last time in 2018. I thought it was way earlier. If I remember correctly, it was way earlier.
I thought it was, too. I thought it was maybe sometime in June or... shortly after they finished their last OTAs.
Well, you have to do it, I guess, when you figure
everybody's going to be here. Yeah.
So I guess they figure everybody's going to be here.
This is before training camp. Yeah.
So I also wonder if I suppose the Mekhi Becktons of the world who are no longer on the team.
Ooh, that's
Slay.
A good question.
I wonder if they will come back for the ring ceremony.
Not if they're in training camp.
Not if they're in camp, but if it's before camp, you know.
Well, I don't know when the other teams open up camp, but to your point. I would think they would be here. As a matter of fact, Slay may miss his first day at camp.
To come here for this. Yeah, he's been in the league long enough.
Yes.
Any excuse to miss camp. And Mekhi Becktons really seemed like he valued this year here last year. So,
yeah.
Bryce Huff be there?
Bryce Huff, yeah.
Now, he may not decide to come.
They should give his ring to you. You know, like give his ring to somebody else.
Yeah, he may decide... Let me tell him. Well, listen.
Give Saquon two rings.
He may not decide to come to the event, but if I were him, I would take that ring.
Get that ring.
Yes, get that ring. You might not get another one.
Yeah,
you may, you know, in a couple of years, you may feel differently and you come back for the anniversary. I mean, you're attached to the team.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the roster.
Yeah, attached the same way Adam Eaton is attached to the 08 Phillies.
Is Bradbury going to be there?
Oh, you
100%.
Bradbury will be there.
He acted like he really did something with last year.
He made sure he announced he was a world champion.
Yep, Bradbury will be there. Bradbury will be there, I think.
I would, too.
So a couple of rankings came out on ESPN to get ESPN.com today. Bill Barnwell is their lead football writer, and he ranked every team in the NFL, 32 to number one, on their offensive playmaker core. Now, to be clear... offensive playmaker core in this context does not include quarterback. It includes wide receiver, tight end, and running back. Mm. So I will count down 5-1. I will tell you this. The Eagles are in the top five.
Okay. Well, we better be.
Number five, the Los Angeles Rams. Rams did increase their their firepower this year.
Tay Adams.
Yep, got had a strong end of the season last year. There were a lot of injuries beginning of last season, but this does seem like it could be Stafford's last year or last year there at least.
Yeah.
So the way he's contract stuff every single year. But number five, the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Number four, the San Francisco 49ers.
This one's a little. That's weird.
So they had a receiver last year, a rookie receiver, a young receiver.
Pearsall.
Pearsall, but there was a Juwan something.
Oh, he wasn't a rookie, Johnson. But he'd been around for a little bit.
Number
but he
15, came on last year. He's a baller.
And Juwan Jennings.
And that's what I said.
And they get, what's his name back? They get the running back.
McCaffrey
back.
Run CMC.
Yeah.
One of my prouder moments.
Yeah, you were right about him. Yeah. And they will get from injury. They traded Debo, right?
Yeah, they traded Debo.
Brandon Ayuk.
They'll get Ayuk back.
And the guy who got shot.
Right.
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah. So they are number four. Number three, unsurprising, the Cincinnati Bengals. Maybe the best wide receiver combo in football, along with Joe Mixon was there last year, right?
No.
Or was Mixon?
No, he went to
Houston. Who was the running back last year?
It was Chase Brown.
Chase Brown,
right. Yeah. Number two, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Leaving the best playmaker core in football. Ah. They were number three 2 years ago, number two last year, and number one, your Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
So.
No surprise there.
What is an acceptable point per game ranking for the Eagles this year? They were seventh last year.
This is even counting the O-line, right?
This is not counting the O-line.
I wonder where that would rank.
It is just playmakers.
I wonder what that. Yeah, it would make them more number one.
Okay, right. Yeah, so yeah. Make sure that we're on the same page. Yeah.
They got to be top three, right?
What did they average last year?
27 points a game. They were seventh.
Yeah, if you give me 30 is hard to average.
Yeah, now I think there were three or four teams that averaged 30 points a game last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Detroit
averaged 30 points a game. Buffalo averaged 30 points a game.
Yeah, because they had a couple of big games. See, did we ever? I don't think we ever hit 40.
No,
we never hit 40 last year, right?
Besides the
Super Bowl,
yeah.
Oh, and the NFC Championship game, those two games. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, we
the Rams game. Did they get the 40?
I don't
when Saquon went
that
nuts?
Last touchdown. Yeah,
I feel like it was 38 to something. The Rams game.
I just know we didn't have a lot of explosive games. From a touchdown standpoint.
So Baltimore got a 30 a game, and Buffalo and
Detroit. So three. Okay.
Okay.
And Tampa was at 29.0.
Okay.
29.0. Okay.
We got to be top three, right? Yeah. Especially if the defense is going to take at least a step back, which we would assume they're not going to be number one.
Right.
Schedule
is tougher.
Yeah.
So the defense probably won't give up 16, 17 points a game this year.
No. And by the way, we mentioned the 49ers. I would just be careful of the 49ers this year. They have
here we go. This is your new Rams?
No, they have an easy schedule.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, they have an easy schedule, and you assume, look, McCaffrey, who knows? But they just, like, I don't know that they were quite as bad as they seem like they were last year, especially with all the injuries. So I would expect, and they got Saleh's defensive coordinator there, who is a really good defensive coordinator, bad head coach, but defensive coordinator. Yeah, I think Eagles got to be top three. I don't know. 30. I don't know how many points are going to be scored overall, so I don't want to say 30 points per game, but I do want to say top three.
Yeah.
You can't be seven.
You got to be closer to 30.
Yeah.
In order to even be a top three.
To be a top three. Yeah. The offense. So then Jeremy Fowler ranked the top 10 defensive tackles in football. Where do you think Jalen Carter came in?
Not one. I guess Chris Jones is probably one.
I'll tell you this. Chris Jones is not number one. Okay. Chris Jones is number two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the only other tackle I can think of is a big boy up in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence, yes. Big Sexy is what? Sexy Lawrence?
Sexy Dexy.
Sexy Dexy, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's in that top three?
So
I would say he's in the top three. Jalen has to be in the top three.
So Dexter Lawrence, number one.
Oh, okay.
Their defensive front's going to be good this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They have a lot of players.
Yep.
Chris Jones, number two. Jalen Carter, number three.
Okay.
Jeffrey Simmons, number four, Titans.
Good. Yep, Titans.
And Quinnen Williams, who's also very good for the Jets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. Seems fair.
That seems. Those are some pretty good tackles.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Dexter Lawrence would get more recognition that the team played better.
Well, and now
he had him ranked as number one. So,
well, he got one good edge last year in Burns. Is that him, Brian Burns?
Mm-hmm.
But then they drafted the
Carter.
Abdul Carter. So
that's going to be a beast.
And they've got Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't think is as good as they hope, but he's a good
not
player.
Not bad. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good player. That should be.
I would argue.
Is their front better than ours? It is, right? It is.
Collectively, yeah. Probably, yeah. Because Lawrence and Jalen, they cancel each other out.
And they have Burns and they have
Abdul
Carter.
yeah. And even Thibodeau would probably be the best end on our team.
Yeah, right now?
Right now.
Yes. Based on everything. Maybe Nolan Smith, but at this point, you know. And he bounces back and forth. He's a pretty versatile player, mm-hmm. Thibodeau is.
Yeah.
He's just not quite as, I think they expected him to be more
supposed
of
to be a dynamic.
A menace, sort of like to quarterbacks, and he isn't really that way.
Talks a lot, but
he does.
Game doesn't back it up.
Well, he was one guy who said, I don't think he didn't like Daniel Jones. I don't think anybody from the Jets didn't, but he was the one who said that Saquon should have gotten paid before Daniel Jones did while they were both on the team.
Seems like a problem.
Yeah, that never works out well.
Oh, Anthony in New Jersey, you're on WIP. Mrs. DeCamera, Anthony in Jersey.
none of this is for you, Ike.
Okay.
You
because you're too scared to go up against Ike?
Yeah, it's never Ike.
Nah,
never
nah.
Ike.
Yeah. I'm not Joe. And if I have a problem with Ike, I will talk to Ike like a man and address my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all left me a hold Friday. Now, I called that 155. I got to play games to get on the radio. Y'all don't own the radio.
Here's the thing, Ant.
Hush.
We don't own the radio station, but we're closer to owning it than you are.
That's
you see what I'm saying?
That's my profession. That's yours.
Yeah.
Hey, and if I please can get what I'm saying out, then you can get what you're going to say out.
Well,
do this like men.
I have the hold button. You don't.
Please. Yeah. Okay.
So say what you're going to say instead of saying what you're going to say. Just say it.
Either way, this right here was all fun and games. You know, people trash talk Joe DeCamera in the morning. He don't leave their calls on hold or forever or don't get to him.
Can you stop crying like a big baby? You are you're on hold. You're on hush. 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 You're on hold because there were better callers than you in line. All you want to do is whine and cry. So instead of spending 3 minutes saying all the things you're going to say, just say it.
The feels. I had a topic to talk about the feels. Once y'all keep disrespecting me and putting other callers on, I call way ahead. First come, first serve.
No, that's not how it works on this
not
show.
Not how radio works.
Yeah, you know how it works here? How it works here is you earn your spot, and you haven't earned it because all you do is cry.
Listen, if you want to say all I do is cry, coming from a man that's 5 feet, whatever, with one hip and is scared of his own shadow, all I do is cry.
Yes, all you do is cry. Remember, you're calling me. You're calling me. You're calling me. You're calling our show.
Crying in with disrespect, but I'm not taking the disrespect.
Well,
like I said,
guess what?
All fun and games.
Guess what?
All fun and games.
Nobody cares what you have to say.
Y'all get on me. Or Joe, whatever, who cares?
Mrs. DeCamera from Jersey. That's your name. Anthony DeCamera. Anthony DeCamera from Jersey.
I'm not going to cry. That don't hurt me. Who else?
Anthony DeCamera from Jersey.
It's a disrespect that we're not going to tolerate here. You see what I'm saying?
Well, what are you going to do about it, Ant?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. All right. No. I heard what you're saying. You're not going to tolerate the disrespect. So my question back to you is, what are you going to do about it?
I will go through the proper legal channels and have a conversation if I can.
The legal channels?
With whoever I need to, yes, and speak with whoever.
The legal channels to you having to wait on hold on a sports radio show? What law are we breaking?
I call all three shows, and there's not no law. Y'all scared of me. Y'all don't have to be scared.
You don't have anything. You haven't even said anything. Say something of value.
Stop the disrespect.
Say something of value. You have 10 seconds to say something of value, or I'm going to disrespect you even worse.
I'm here. The only tough Howard in your family is your father.
The only what?
The only tough Atkins in your family is your father.
Oh, great.
Stop with the tough guy act. Ike, that's not you.
That's Ike. I'm Spike.
Like regular, Spike, stop with the tough guy act. Because if I see you outside,
well, what are you going to do?
No tough guy.
Are you going to beat me up?
I'm not going to do anything.
You going to beat me up?
No tough guy act.
You going to beat me up?
The tough guy because you in the mic over the radio.
Anthony's going to beat me up
because I kept them on hold. Loser.
I call all three shows.
Okay.
Three.
Well, you still haven't said anything.
Listen, right? I call all three.
All right, I'm going to put him on hold for a second because all he's doing is yelling. I want to be clear to everybody. We do not do first come, first serve on the phones. Now, I understand that might be frustrating, but sometimes we have certain topics we want to talk about, and a caller wants to talk about that topic, so we have them on. Sometimes we know one caller might be better at that moment than another caller, so we have them on. I didn't put Anthony on, not because I'm scared of him, but because all he does is this. All he does is whine that he's on hold or whine about the camera, blah, blah, blah. He was just on the phone for 3 minutes and didn't give a sports point, didn't give a point about Fritz and the camera, didn't give a point about anything, aside from the fact that he's going to go through legal channels because we put him on hold. Legal channels. And then sort of started threatening me. So, Anthony. 10 more seconds.
I mean, Spike, I did not threaten you first off.
You did.
I said if you was outside, you were a different person. You said you going to do anything, and I said no.
Okay, Anthony.
You're on radio here. We recorded.
Anthony, final chance to say what you want to say.
My final chance
to
say what I have to say
is,
Spike, why can't you be a man, Spike?
All right.
All I want you to do is to be a man, Spike. That's all.
How do I be a man, Anthony? Sit on hold for 4 hours, crying?
No. It's not about hold for 4 hours, because if you want to be technically, when you kept me on Friday, you kept saying, oh, yeah, Anthony is on hold, and we're going to keep him there. Anthony's on hold. And I asked him how long he's been on hold, Spike. Was that right or wrong?
Oh, you're so boring. All right.
Okay, then, Spike.
I'm going to hang up on you. Four seconds.
So whatever, Spike.
Three
I just
seconds.
Want you to be a man.
How do you want me to be a man, Anthony?
I will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And you will be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And we can talk like men.
I don't want to talk to you like men. All right.
No disrespect at all.
Okay.
Like, what the, like,
all right.
We all here.
Are we done, Anthony? Are we done?
No.
Okay.
No. We all here for the Eagles, right? Eagles, Phillies, whatever. I called Jack and I told Jack I had a Phillies topic.
What is your Phillies topic?
I never said
what is your Phillies topic?
No, Joe or Jack.
What is your Phillies topic?
I told your man I had a Phillies.
What is your Phillies topic?
Bullpen. It was about the bullpen.
Okay, what about
it? It's about us getting more bats here.
Okay,
and
great.
You feel me? In the rotation or whatever.
Okay, get more bats in the rotation of the bullpen. We got it. All right. He's just mad that he's stuck on hold. And that is one of the bugaboos. I do not like people complaining that they're on hold. Some of our.
He's going to go through legal.
Well, some of our greatest callers sit on hold.
Yeah.
You know?
Just look at the call board right now.
They have respect.
Yeah.
Like our diehards,
Sounds like Anthony wants to join this show.
Yes. Well, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
If he wants to, he can fill out an application. The whole wait till I see you in person is just like the most comical. And then when I ask him about, well, what are you going to do? And then it's just, well, I didn't say I was going to do anything. All right. What are we talking about?
He'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure cheering on his husband, Joe.
We didn't know where to go with that. Meanwhile, Joe's like, hold on.
He just seems committed. He seems getting like, you know, Amy and Villanova should watch out for Anthony in New Jersey, is what I think. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with his commitment to the camera.
It is odd, though.
Well, look.
The camera needs people that are in his corner. Too.
Yes, he does. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five?
The best things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Oh.
Yep. Including some more dirtiness from the Phil's booth.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what the hell has happened in the last 24 hours?
Oh, you're
hours?
In it, Ike.
Of course. I don't even know why, but we'll find out.
No. All right. So top five of five is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Up again?
No.
Why don't you be a man?
Be a man.
Yeah, just be
a man.
Man
about it.
Yeah, the only tough Eskin in your family is your dad.
Howard. Yeah, well, he's right. I'm not tough. I can tell you that.
Well, he's pretty tough.
I did tie one fight.
Nice.
Reed's Blue Bell parking lot.
Yeah, everyone still talks about it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.